Test 67, Section 2, Question 6. Now, this question is an assumption question. It's asking for what must be assumed. And if we look at the argument, basically it says profitability is reduced when you undermine morale, paying senior staff with stock options, which makes them earn more when the enterprise prospers, is not a wise policy because it increases dramatically the difference in income between senior staff and employees who are paid only fixed salary. So with this one, what we've got is the conclusion is that paying senior staff is not a wise policy decision. The evidence is it increases the difference in income between senior staff and salary. And the other piece of evidence is profitability is reduced by anything that undermines employee morale. Well, obviously the gap here is between a difference in income between staff and senior staff and employees who are fixed and a decrease in employee morale. So if we could, what we're assuming is that a difference in the salaries is going to cause a decline in morale or undermine the company employee morale. So we look for these answer choices here. So large income differences between fixed and senior tend to undermine employee morale. It's fantastic. First off, it specifically targets the gap that we saw. And second, it says tend to undermine. It's really weak. That's exactly what we like. This is one where I would actually take A and go. It's on an assumption question. It's not which one most must be assumed. It just is or it isn't assumed. And in this case, you do have to assume that. Now, we'll quickly go through the others, but reductions in the profitability of a company are usually due to low employee morale. No, we don't know that that's true. We know that if you reduce morale, then that can hurt profitability, but we don't know that that reductions in profitability are usually caused by that. Business firms that pay senior staff with stock options are less profitable. Well, we don't know that they're going to be that pay senior staff. We can't compare one to the other. We know that if they do, their profitability is lower than what it might otherwise be. And so we would have to assume that, but not that business firms that pay senior staff are less profitable than other firms, because we don't know about the other factors of those firms. D, reducing the difference in income between senior staff and employees increases the profitability. We don't actually have anything that proves it increases it, just that it would decrease it if they did. And then employees whose incomes rise as the profits of their employees rise are more productive than those paid only a fixed salary. While that would help, that's not necessarily going to say we shouldn't pay the senior staffers more, we shouldn't give them stock options. And really the one that is going to bridge the gap is A. I think C and E are potentially tempting, but again, the problem with C is that we don't have anything to base a comparison between one firm and another firm. It just says the profitability of a business is reduced by anything that undermines it. So that's only referencing the individual business and the potential changes to that. And E is talking about when incomes are what employees' income rise as profits are more productive. No, we don't. We really want to show that something that says we don't want to pay senior staff more as profitability increases. So that's, again, why A is our best answer.